Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
My wife was in a good mood. She was all trying to, you know, kiss up on me. I'm like,
not in the mood because of the Astros. They can't penetrate. They can't penetrate. They can't penetrate.
She came in, locked the door, and I said, not today.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
That punk is playing in my house. My house.
Not today. Not today. Not today.
I'll show you the ropes, kid.
Okay.
Ropes.
They can't penetrate. They can't penetrate.
So
can't
we penetrate. Got not only this song, but we got another song we got to play.
Yeah, let's get it ready now.
Yeah, let's get Keith in here first.
Yeah,
and then we will play you a and by special, it's a special new song.
SMU Sonny only makes bangers.
No, he does.
He only makes bangers. I think we've seen that over the years.
This might be his best work too.
This is quite possibly a lot of show references.
Yeah,
this is a topical subject matter. He's always topical, but. This might be Sonny, SMU Sonny's finest work to date.
Yes. Let's get Keith in here first. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. I want to make an Astros point, but quick shout out to veteran wide receiver Julio Jones, who's back employed by the Philadelphia Eagles. Great signing. T.Y. Hilton's next. Kenny Galladay. Quick point on the Astros. They're down 0-2. Yiner Diaz is 0-10 in the playoffs. They just got a Ryan Maldonado out. And I think spark plug tonight, deactivate Blanco off the roster, activate Jake Myers, fire him up in center field. What do you think?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for all of that. Yep, Julio Jones back. I hope he doesn't take Devontae Smith.
Why is this even? People are acting like this is a nothing.
Yeah, right.
This is an absolute nothing signing. What does this mean to the Eagles? Nothing. He's the fourth best wide receiver, probably fifth best.
Yeah.
He's not better than Devontae Smith. He's not better than A.J. Brown.
No.
Who cares about Julio Jones? He doesn't have anything left.
And so one more point on the Maldonado thing. Even if Dusty goes, if they bring Maldonado back next year, it's not only Dusty, but the pitchers. Here's the problem with bringing Maldonado back at all next year is that the pitchers are going to want to throw to him. They're going to go into the office and say, I want Maldonado behind the plate.
You think so?
Yeah. They love throwing to him. Verlander wanted to bring him to the Mets.
Well, who else, though? You keep saying Verlander, but who else?
Fromber.
Yeah, Fromber's his guy, too. Yeah, yeah. Who else?
And maybe Javier. I mean, you can't underestimate what – listen, he got shook off. Yiner is not.
Oh my God!
Pitcher. Yes,
Ryan Presley couldn't throw a single pitch
that wasn't like,
whatever Yiner called. He was like, no on the first one, no on the second one, third. He shook him. I saw the same thing. I'm like, my God, he's shaking off every pitch.
So
yeah, I'm not feeling that one. Nope, that one either.
So it's not only a Dusty thing, guys. I mean, everybody's like, oh, Dusty play Yiner. It's the pitchers too, and they matter. So it's going to be a problem to bring Maldonado back at all. It really is, because you're going to create a problem in the clubhouse. If you want Yiner Diaz to play, you might just have to not have Maldonado. Or, how about this? Maldonado manages the team next year. How about that? How about he manages?
Right.
If Maldonado is so important to this team, and, oh, by the way, he can call pitches as the manager.
Why do you want him as a manager? So he can put himself in the lineup 140 times a year?
No, he's not putting
himself. Ooh, player manager. Dell, that's a good point. Well, what about player manager, John? Is that what
you just showed Maldonado striking out against Scherzer.
Oh,
I mean, so, what the bleep?
It's probably 1,000 of
and
those.
There's Tucker striking out against Scherzer.
I'm sure you can find a lot of people striking out against Max Scherzer. Well, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's what he does.
And he has two different colored eyes.
Oh, but is
what
he...
are those people called? Warlocks? Or what's that
no,
called?
They're not called warlocks.
What are they called?
What are they called?
There's something...
There's a name for it.
Yes, but it's not warlocks.
It's warlock. When you have different colored eyes, you're a
I don't think you're,
wolf baby? Or,
no, I don't think the person is called anything. I think... The issue is, maybe it's not even an issue. This, it's called something, but the person isn't called something.
But those people are different. Like, well, obviously he's going to the Hall of Fame. It's probably good to have two different colored eyes.
Well, isn't, you know, if you have blue eyes, it's like you came directly from the devil.
You have heterochromia.
Yeah.
That is when you have two different colored eyes.
Hetero.
Not
super straight when you have two different colored eyes.
Yeah. Not warlock. Yeah.
Hetero, very
heterochromia. Heterochromia.
Different. So it's different eyes. Yeah, hetero meaning not same, but different.
Right.
Homo is same. Hetero is different. So it's different colored eyes.
Homo sapien, yeah.
Yeah. Homo sapiens, the same hetero, sapiens. Yes.
Yeah, hetero, so heterochromia, which means sliders, which those kids are born with the ability to throw sliders. Provided they have hand stick.
Yes, right.
Is Scherzer going to be allowed to use illegal hand stick today?
I would hope not. Yeah. And if he doesn't...
Remember when Max Scherzer was so pissed off? Like, why are you checking in my glove? You're not supposed to put your hand in another man's glove. Like, this isn't your wife. He's not putting his hand... It's a glove. He's got to see if you're cheating, which you were. Mm-hmm. Stop acting like you're all mad. You can't... It's just not right to put a... For the umpire to put his hand inside your glove, that's not right. But he found a lot of illegal substances in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's besides the point. You're not supposed to. I didn't have any substances. I went out and there was. Yeah, no. Remember, he made you change your original glove, and the glove you came back out, he checked inside that, and you had illegal substance. Only because he did something he's not supposed to do, which is put your hand inside another man's glove.
Is that prima nocta thing the umpires have? With the gloves?
Whatever it is.
With the glove?
It's not legal. Dell's on the phone. Whatever it is, it's not legal.
Well, Dell, we're going to need to hear from SMU Sonny now. SMU Sonny, as you said, that's all he does. Bangers. That's it.
Straight bangers.
And here is his latest. Here's the latest from the SMU Sonny collection.
Hit me. John and Lance. Dell Overlay. Get this three-game sweep. What's the dew point in Arlington? Listen to me now. They think the Astros are down, but they're about to wreck shop in Arlington. Heavy is the crown. We taking all three rounds. When I drive I-30, see a bunch of frowns. What the dealio? The Astros are on the road. You know the coin is spoken. Houston, all systems go. Locked in like TV Co. Suave, Rusty Doe. John Eaton, Pizza Rose. Lance Hayton, Garrett Cole. Elro 2 tonight. Cold-blooded out of sight. About to break it down like Bobby Dynamite. Hello, Gilbert back on track. They wrote us off, but we didn't write back. Get your sweep on, get your sweep on, get your sweep on in Arlington. Get your sweep on, three-game sweep on. They're saying it's over, we've only just begun. Get your sweep on, three-game sweep on. Strokes can sweep on in Arlington. They're saying it's over, only just begun. We like Happy Gilmore, the shooter, McGavin. Let's go, Dusty! All the right buttons, ATRB. Breaking chains like your boy LZ. Dell in the studio, catching up on low key. What the dealio, John, man of the people. More drip than tons will warm up the wrist for Joe Burrow.
Warm up the wrist for Joe Burrow? Banger. Another banger.
No, he's a banger. It's a banger.
It's another one.
Is
sorry,
your wrist
Twitch.
All warmed up, John?
Sorry, Twitch. Another banger.
Ready.
Y'all can hate if you want.
Always ready.
But he just killed the game again.
Mm-hmm.
John eating pizza rolls. LZ hating Garrett Cole.
Why don't you eat pizza rolls?
Yeah, that was
one that I didn't sure. Okay. I wasn't
what
sure.
What is that about?
If that one
never had a pizza roll
was
in my life,
accurate.
Oh yeah, Double Dave's.
Oh, those pizza rolls. Those are different.
Sonny goes back.
Those are different form of pizza rolls. That ain't the Totino stuff.
No.
I've had that before, Totino's pizza rolls. Don't act like you haven't lived on.
They're fine.
I lived on some Totino's pizza. No. the Totino's pizza where you could just fire that baby in the oven and come out with, and they're like, they're cheap now too. Mm-hmm. I told my son Alec, I'm like, hey, look, you need to start learning about Totino's. You need to learn, because he doesn't like ramen, but I said, hey, you can go get a Totino's pizza. This is real.
He doesn't get
real
a cut easy. Of the envelopes he doles out to recruits?
No.
They don't give him a cut of that?
He's got to break into them.
He doesn't dole out envelopes to recruits.
He doesn't. They don't say, hey. Oh, they probably just say, don't look in the envelope, right? He does that type of work, where they, don't look in it.
Well, it's sealed, but you got to figure out a way to
unseal
open it up.
Take a couple bucks.
Yes.
And seal it back up.
That's not how it works.
So he gets paid.
Yeah.
Oh, is Alex skimming stuff off the top in the Alabama recruiting offices?
No, there's no such thing. There's NIL.
Okay. Is that the only way Alabama gets their
NIL.
Players' money?
No, they get the kids go to Alabama because they want to go to the pros, Dale. Well, maybe to know. And they want to be coached by the best.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
Tommy Reese ain't the best.
There's. Okay, so that Caleb Williams story is still. I just cannot. You talk about arrogant. Arrogant.
When
I mean,
we come
NIL
back,
is one thing.
You want to do it when we come back, because we got to.
We haven't talked about it yet.
No. You know the person, I guess his name is Dove Kleiman.
Dove Kleiman.
He is catching some heat for even putting the story out there at a time where, you know, Caleb Williams coming off an awful game, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do?
Well, that's not really
the story
came out in July. That's what people are taking.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. He's rehashing a story that came out in July.
Did everyone missed it
for the
then?
Interactions.
We missed it.
Did you see it at the time from Pro Football Talk?
I hadn't
Pro
seen
Football
it.
Talk?
I don't really go to the website.
So the story is, and we got a minute, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but Caleb Williams says he wants a piece of ownership of whatever team drafts him.
Which is not allowed by NFL
Aaron Rodgers tried that.
Yeah, it's right? not an NFL. It's not, yeah. No, it's no. It's the Lionel Messi deal. So Messi, for those who don't know, Messi also played in an extraordinary league, an extraordinary level, went down to a lower league, and as part of his deal to do that, got an ownership stake, and, you know, with Apple, right? That's part of his. I mean, this is an extraordinary circumstance. Caleb Williams has never done anything other than be a good college quarterback.
Yeah, even in the...
This is the most outlandish...
He's taking a step down. Pac-12 is really good this year.
Yeah, okay, so, going from the Pac-12 to the NFL is kind of a step down.
And throwing three picks against Notre Dame, you know...
Yeah, even in the tweet, it says, in a story from July. Yeah, he's referencing a story in July. Caleb Williams, hey, let me get some interaction off you playing poorly. I'll put the story out there again. Well, I know. I see you, Dove. I see what you're doing.
Did you see that in July? I didn't see that story.
It didn't come across for me either.
Tony says, can we start a GoFundMe to get SMU Sonny a microphone? My God, I've heard greeting cards with better audio. That's part of the allure and the charm, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Part of the allure and the charm is the audio where he plays a soundbite like he's recording it on his microphone from his computer.
Yeah, we don't want
not a plugged-in mic, just the one that's in the general.
The internal one.
Yeah.
We don't want a highly produced song like this. What's the point of that?
No.
We want bad levels. We want it poorly produced. We want him to say John eats pizza rolls in that like really hurried tone because he's trying to rap to the beat and he's not great at it.
Yeah,
I love that part of it where you have to catch up to the beat.
Yeah, where the bars weren't exactly synced up from a constant standpoint.
All right, we got to break it here. It's 813 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
By the way, congratulations to me. I have figured it out. David Bowie has heterochromia. No, yeah, heterochromia, the different colored eyes like Max Scherzer, Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer.
David Bowie, though, not sure that he was all that hetero.
Kiefer Sutherland's got it.
Okay. Somebody asked, hey, since I have the same colored eyes, I'm bichromia. Am I bi?
Don't answer that
person. I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer for you.
Yeah, I don't know your preferences, sir.
Yeah, sir. So I'm out on that. Time to talk about HRP, because that's a discussion that'll get HRP calling you. That's a real discussion right there, that HRP might be calling you into the office and saying, hey, you don't need to be talking about that stuff, especially at the workplace, okay? I don't know what your issues are at the workplace. If you have people that, you know, need some talking to by HRP, well, then you need HRP. You don't need to be doing this yourself. You don't need to be calling Bill into the office and saying, Bill, an off-color joke. We just can't be having that anymore. And Bill say, and now all of a sudden you've got an issue. Do not handle those issues yourself. Let somebody who is experienced, let somebody who knows what they're doing, let somebody who's in the business of HR. Listen, that's the thing about it. Just because you know you make a great product, you sell your widgets, and you're really good at that, doesn't mean you're good at payroll. Doesn't mean you're good at HR. Doesn't mean you know what the best benefit packages for your company, for the size of your company, for the all of the things that go along with it. Doesn't mean you know anything about taxes either. I mean, you sell your widgets. They do HR and payroll. So if you're looking for that company that's going to do that for you, save you money doing it because you're not doing it and doing it perfectly every time, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
If you feel the rage of hell in the sky.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. What you got? You're more than welcome to get in here with us. Mighty Mo has been waiting. He wants to get on the radio. Hey, Mighty Mo.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good, man. You ready for game three tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you some words of encouragement. You remember back in 1995, after the Rockets won the first championship, no, they were down to Phoenix 3-0. Mark, I'm not predicting us to go down 3-0, but they said that there's no way in heck we can come back in that series. And Rudy Tomjanovich said, do not underestimate the heart of a champion. That's the same thing with these fellas. Don't underestimate the heart of the champions. They'll come back. We're heading up to Houston North Stadium up in Arlington, and we're going to make a statement first game. We're going to blow them out, and then we're going to take this series back over. Hope y'all have a good day, fellas.
Well, it was 2-0.
It was 2-0. They weren't down 3-0. They were down 2-0 at home.
And then it got to
3-1. And they blew huge leads in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Both of them.
Then it got to 3-1, right?
Then it got to...
They won game three.
Yeah, went to 3-1.
3-1. It was 2-1, then 3-1. And then they won the series.
They won three in a row.
Yeah, it was Charles was in the ass kicking business and
butt kicking ink and business is good.
Business is
good. He was in the middle of getting his hair cut or whatever, and he was said,
"I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in the business. Butt kicking
and business is good."
Yeah.
And then a lot of things happened that series. I had my son Drake was born. At the end of that series. I still remember before I went to the hospital, I went to pick up something to eat at like a Whataburger. And I remember it was in Phoenix. It was a day that it was the game that they went to overtime. It was a sloppy game. Rockets didn't play great, but they got the win in Phoenix. And that's the game where Mario Elie got hit in the face by Danny Ainge.
I was there. Oh,
and
my gosh.
Acted like he was throwing length of the court, but it was really just right into Mario's face.
Oh, my God. Mario showed the best restraint I've never – because at that time, still, there were NBA fights. And he showed the most restraint I can't even imagine when a ball comes right at your –
It was wild.
It was Danny Ainge, too.
Think about the wild postseason. For those of you who didn't – maybe you weren't alive then, you're a younger listener. Maybe you don't – you didn't live here or whatever. A lot of wild stuff happened that playoffs. Mm-hmm. You had – first of all, Vernon Maxwell, the volatile Vernon Maxwell, just quit on the team in the middle of the playoffs because he wasn't, he kind of lost his role once Clyde Drexler was traded. They traded for Clyde Drexler that season. So he left. You had, and I'm not going in any particular order, Donaldson, Jake O'Donnell or whatever, never refereed again because the NBA found that he had kicked Clyde Drexler out of a game. And the NBA found that he had a legitimate bias against Clyde Drexler. He never refereed another game in the NBA. That happened in that postseason.
Yep.
Dennis Rodman freaked out on – he was in the middle of doing his flip-out stuff where you never knew what he was going to do. He took his shoes off and, like, wouldn't go back in the game for the San Antonio Spurs when they were playing the Rockets. And that was a big concern for Rockets fans was, man, Dennis Rodman is there, and he's going to be guarding Olajuwon. And it wasn't really a factor because Rodman was flaking out completely in that playoff series. You had, like,
Dell's busy. ESPN is showing Miami Dolphin highlights, and he's just, oh, my God.
No, I wasn't actually doing that.
Turn the lights back on in there.
My lights are always on. Okay. I keep my hands above the counter, like you two.
Stop.
There's always, like, I was sitting there and co-host one of you guys out. There's always some jittering going on under the table. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it's just Sean's leg. But I get concerned.
No, my hands are up here.
I said it's usually your leg, but yeah. I always get concerned.
By the way, what else happened at postseason? Three teams with 60 wins were beaten. It's considered the greatest run in the history of playoff sports.
Well, a six-seed won a title.
Yeah. They went on the road in all of their series, and they beat three 60-win teams in the process.
Right. And that's what's going to happen here. The two-seed is going to go, oh, really? We're down 0-2? Watch this. Watch this, Rangers. And that's going to start tonight with Reptile, tonight on the mound for your team. 713-780-3776 is the number. Quickly, a couple of things. First of all, we haven't even gotten to Kevin Porter Jr.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's gone. He's no longer a Houston Rocket. He's been traded.
I can't believe they did this deal other than just, why even give away any draft picks?
A couple of second rounders, who cares?
Well, you get Victor Oladipo, but why not just cut him?
Because they saved over $5 million.
With this trade? Well, they took on contracts. I guess with the – maybe I don't know if there's a trade exception or – but, yeah. Okay, I get it. For $5 million, makes more sense with
–
Yeah, that makes more sense with giving away. You basically sold second rounders for money.
Yeah. I mean, $5.5 million is five. You know how many steaks and beers that is for Tillman to sell? It's $5.5 million. $5.5 million. So that's why they did it. Now, is Victor Oladipo ever going to be? No,
we've already done this.
No, he's not going to. Jeremiah Robinson Earl.
Nope. Jeremiah Robinson cut.
Yes, I mean and Kevin Porter Jr. is getting cut right away too. Did you? I mean, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City apparently has 22 first and second rounders over the next 7 years. 22 first and second rounders. I mean, that's just what in the 15? No. I'm sorry. 15 first round and 22 second rounders over the next 7 years. They have 37 draft picks. 15 over the next 7 years, they have 15 first rounders and 22 second rounders. And you know what? That's not a bad team right now. It's not bad. But why are you building up? Why are you acquiring all these? You can't possibly have them on your roster. What are you going to do with all of these picks? I get that you're trying to stockpile. And maybe you can move into, I don't know. In the NBA, it's a lot tougher. If there's a Victor Wembanyama there, you couldn't give me 12 first rounders for Victor Wembanyama,
right?
Because I never know when Victor Wembanyama is coming around again, right? So,
no.
What are you amassing 15 first rounders and 22 second rounders for? I don't get it. I don't understand what they're doing.
Have you seen the latest on Kevin Porter Jr.? Not the trade, but the legal stuff.
She didn't have a broken neck. So they've dropped that charge. And now she's told the New York Post that he didn't hit her.
With a balled up fist. She says, he never balled up his fist and hit me. And he definitely didn't punch me in the face numerous times. That is a lie. I don't have any injuries to support that. Porter was arrested after the alleged attack, initially charged with multiple felonies, including assault strangulation. However, Manhattan prosecutors dropped one of the assault charges on Monday after acknowledging Porter did not fracture her neck vertebrae during the incident, which is you can see that through an x-ray. And I remember we asked at the time, did she get an x-ray right away? Porter still faces charges of second degree strangulation and third degree assault, to which he has pleaded not guilty. A police spokesperson said shortly after the alleged attack that officers were informed that Gondrzek, which is her name, sustained a laceration to the right side of her face and was complaining about pain to her neck. Gondrzak said prosecutors didn't wait to interview her before releasing details of her injury. It happened very fast, not to the degree of what was reported, she told the Post. And it was an argument that occurred in the room for not even 10 seconds. Let's ask some questions here, because I don't want somebody who is a – I don't want him on the team regardless. But let's ask some questions here, some serious questions that I think need to be –
let's do it on the other side.
There's some questions that need to be asked about the coverage of this case, right, as we have with the coverage of any case.
Well, there was an interesting question on Twitter this morning. Who will sign a contract first, Kevin Porter Jr. or Trevor Bauer? Who will sign a contract first and play for a team? That'll be an interesting conversation. All right, why don't you right now talk about QC Kinetics?
I will be happy to. QC Kinetics is it's a medicine that actually heals joints faster than conventional medicine. That happens so many times. And many times conventional medicine includes getting steroid shots to reduce inflammation, and that helps your pain subside. But it's temporary. It will last, you know, sometimes as much as 3 months, maybe 4 months. The most you can get, you're not advised to get more than 3 in a given year. With QC Kinetics, they don't do that. They have lasting relief. And here's how they do it. They take the body's healing power, they concentrate it, they put it back into the joint. What does it do then? Well, like the body heals itself, it starts to heal. Once it's got that kickstart, it starts to really heal the damaged tissue and regenerate tissue. And for tissue that's been worn down, that's where a lot of the pain comes from, the chronic pain. They want to rid you of chronic pain, and they want to help you get your mobility back. They want you to enjoy the nice weather that we're having. You had to suffer through that summer. Why shouldn't you enjoy what's coming with the weather? And here's the great thing. Get this done, and the results happen fairly quickly. So this is something that you'll be able to, you know, you'll be enjoying all the differences with your joint pain very, very quickly. So make sure that you contact QC Kinetics. The website is QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com. And set up a consultation at one of their 4 locations, QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Aya Kane Powder.
Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence. John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN. Did you see what this, not only did Dove Klieman talk about the Caleb Williams story.
Oh, he's just an aggregate. He just aggregates stories. This one was several months old, and then he puts them out.
But
he doesn't report anything.
How about the NFL is considering eliminating hip drop tackles now?
Yeah, that was coming. That was already coming. That's the new horse collar, because it's causing injuries. That's how Devon Achane got it.
Yeah, Leonard Williams, I think late fourth quarter, maybe fourth quarter, did the hip drop, and he's out.
So you grab him around the hip, and you drop your weight on the back of his leg.
Which is really, maybe you don't even hit the leg, but it's the weight while you're trying to run. It's pretty similar to horse collar where
you're
it's actually not that different. It's just, it's tough because that's a way you get a guy down. Yeah. I mean, you want to stop him as quickly as possible. You can run forward and tackle him, but he may gain additional yardage. This
Tony
is a tough
Pollard's one. Tony Pollard's been hurt this way. Geno Smith's been hurt this way.
I think they'll ban it.
How are you going to, legislating this, the referees with as many problems and stupidity that they have already?
Well, they figured out the horse collar pretty well. They say, just think about it. We talked about Devon Achane. It was a 300-plus pound man grabbing you by your shoulders and dropping his weight on your legs.
Don't you think it's easier to see, though, the horse collar than the...
Well, I mean, if you're going to sit down on someone like that,
You have to call it at the time you see it. He fell on the leg, right?
No, well, Leonard Williams came from the back, grabbed him by the shoulders, and just dropped his weight down on his leg.
I just call that bad luck for running backs.
I'm sure you would, because you hate running backs.
Well, yeah, you do. That's well documented. Already, I mean, $10 million isn't enough for you?
Anybody can be a running back.
Yeah.
I could go get you 37
Let
yards.
Let Leonard Williams do
I
that.
I believe I could get 37 yards.
The game
yards
is about scoring
carries.
Points and entertaining the fans, but let Leonard Williams do that to one of the most electrifying players in the game, and now he's out for 4 weeks, and all the fans miss out on him. Yeah, let's let Leonard Williams, who no one cares about, get away with stuff like that. You're a hater of the game, Lance. You don't like entertaining football.
I don't want to take away the physicality of the game.
And you hate Aggies. And you hate Aggies.
Good luck. I hate Aggies.
You don't care that Devon Achane's out.
Oh, see, now he's trying to pit me against the Aggies.
I can't wait till they screw up this call. Or don't call it. Call it. Don't call it. Whatever the case. I mean, just more legislation. How in the world are you supposed to tackle anymore?
With your arms in between your head and the knees.
Right.
I want to get back to Kevin Porter now.
Okay.
Because this kind of concerns me a little bit. And I am very anti women being abused and all this stuff, but I also want to make sure that I'm also equally against the societal norm, which is bad information being put out, which has an impact on a variety of different people. Like, we need to have good information. We need to have journalistic standards where things are checked up on before they're reported. This is, I don't know what the truth is now, because Gondrzak, now it's not unusual for a girlfriend or a wife to recant statements, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go back on it. Here's what ESPN said, September 11th. Okay, let's see. So this story came out September. Okay, here's what ESPN initially had September 11th. Kevin Porter Jr. charged with assault and strangulation. Here's their original, and I want you to listen to this and tell me what they're saying. Police responded to a 911 call reporting an assault at 6:45 a.m. The incident involved Porter's girlfriend, a former WNBA player, sources told ABC News. Quote, upon arrival, officers were informed that a 26-year-old female sustained a laceration to the right side of her face and was complaining about pain to her neck. A preliminary investigation on scene determined that a known individual struck her multiple times upon her body and placed his hands around her neck. It's multiple times upon her body and around her neck. We have no further comment at this time. That was the extent of everything that we heard. Then on September 12th, one day later, this is what came out. From ESPN News Services. One day later, Kevin Porter Jr. alleged attack on his girlfriend has left the woman with a fractured neck vertebrae and a cut above her right eye. This is one day later. This is now the report. Porter pleaded not guilty to felony assault and strangulation charges in conjunction with the incident that happened where she had ran out into the hallway covered with blood. Porter, who has been in police custody since his arrest, was released on $75,000 bail. This is a serious domestic abuse case. Yada, yada, yada. Porter's due back in case. According to a criminal complaint, Gondrzak told police that Porter punched her repeatedly in the face with a closed fist, cutting her above her right eye and causing bruising and substantial pain to her face. Gondrzak said NBA player also forcibly squeezed her neck with his hands, causing her difficulty in breathing. Hospital testing showed Gondrzak sustained fractured vertebrae in her neck. Now, something is off here substantially. And I want to know if hospital testing showed that she sustained fractured vertebrae in her neck. The case, that was dropped because there is no fractured vertebrae in her neck. So they ran with that information, and if they got it from the hospital, then what exactly did the hospital say that she had fractured vertebrae? Because now that case has been dropped because they say that there is no fractured vertebrae. And yet that was out the whole time. And also, she is saying, I was never hit with closed fists. But reports say, according to a criminal complaint, Gondrzak told police that Porter punched her repeatedly in the face. She says that is a lie. She never told him that. Either that's in the report or it's not in the report. Like, which one is it? She says it never happened, so that means she never told them. The criminal report apparently happened from, they say Gondrzak told her. So which is it? Like, this bothers me at my core because I hate that our society, this is really not about this case necessarily. I just can't stand that we don't have facts anymore. Like, what is the real information now? She says it didn't happen. She's the one who supposedly told them there was a fractured vertebrae in her neck. Now there isn't one, and they dropped that charge. Like, can we as a society get actual real news and information? Was there a rush to get this information out, which is why the news was wrong? Or is this another case of a girlfriend or ex-girlfriend or wife or ex-wife recanting because she doesn't want to see a guy get in trouble? Like, which one is this? Is this police report true?
It's not unusual. And oh, by the way, it's not unusual for her to recant.
Right.
Because, you know, after all said and done, I still love you, whatever.
But that's
unusual that there might be a payment and she's, you know, recant this and because Kevin Porter Jr. is facing a lot of money.
Okay,
loss,
but can't they come out? Shouldn't the police come out and say this is in a report that you told us?
Yes, right.
Okay, well, if that's wrong, then
if the reporting is wrong, then it's on the reporter. But if it is in the report,
well, they got it from the hospital too.
Well,
yeah, if they got a police report, well, she had to have told them, or they're using someone else's. Like, this just bothers me that this should not be. This should be easy.
I guess
she either said it or she didn't.
If they got their information from the hospital, I guess you ask what is a reporter to do if they went to the people who allegedly treated her and gave, and that was the information they were given. Are they supposed to? Is that bad reporting?
But did they get it directly from the hospital? Would be my question.
Well, that's what you have to know.
Or did you run with it because you saw it somewhere else?
And of course, the hospital.
In this day and age, I actually worry about that because I think a lot of the quote unquote reporters are young people who just. Like, they're checking other sources. They see it, and they run with it according to the hospital. Did you check with the hospital? Like, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get a source there. And if you don't have that, then you don't run with that. The second thing is, if the police report says that, that should be easy to find in a police report that she actually said that.
Yeah. Well, that'll come out. The whole thing will come out. I mean, she's not going to be cooperative anymore. Then it could be either she loves him dearly and doesn't want to see him get in trouble, or she's getting paid.
I don't want.
There's all possibilities.
I don't want Kevin Porter. Kevin Porter also had, you know, in 2020, he had something in Cleveland where he was arrested in 2020 on suspicion of possession of a gun and accused of punching a woman in the face and ripping off her weave during an August fight in Cleveland. I want nothing to do with Kevin Porter anyway. Kevin Porter's always been volatile. I've had enough of the Kevin Porter stuff. I want him gone. I don't care if he plays in the league or not. It's none of my business at this point, personally. And I think there's a problem that Kevin Porter is a very volatile person. We have seen that already, and that's known behind the scenes. I know Rafael Stone loves him. I know the Rockets love Kevin Porter Jr. He may be a good kid who's troubled or whatever. I don't know. What bothers me, though, is that I want to make sure that reports, and it's not about domestic abuse, I want all reports to come out. I want it to be accurate because we have too much rushing to get information out, and then bad information gets out there.
You cannot get anything from the hospital. It's against the law. Very heavily regulated.
Stuff, yeah.
The only way you can get medical records is by someone releasing them.
Or an inside source telling you.
Or if it was in the police report, that's an open record. But now if it's from the hospital, then I don't know. Yeah, that's got to be.
Did a reporter run with that? And then every other report picks it up from ABC News. Like, that's my problem, John. Where's the standards in reporting? It's one thing for her to say, in the first report I read you, ESPN News Services, or Tim McMahon wrote this. He said punches on her body and strangulation and sore neck. There was nothing about vertebrae. That came later. So where did that come from? It's bothering me. That I hate that we live in a world where information is disseminated at a rapid rate. We all thought she had, police even made a charge. So somebody must have said something. Well, that couldn't have come just from ABC News where they make it up and you make a charge up because you read it on ESPN. That can't be the case.
No, there's charges against them. I mean, and in the police report.
There still are. Yes. By the way, there's still a.
Yes.
There's still a domestic abuse third
now,
degree.
Now, whether or not there's a question whether or not she's going to be cooperative, that's another question. And whether or not she's recanting because, for whatever reason, she's recanting.
But she said it's a lie. He never hit her in the face. I'm curious, did she tell police he did?
Yeah, I don't know. But certainly that was reported.
If so, I go with that one. Yep. I don't go with a recant job after possible
months
money.
Months later, no.
Yeah.
All right, time for you to talk about Craig DeCerf.
Well, one thing I'll never recant is all the good things I've said about Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, and why would I? They do, I think it's the best job that you're going to find of any dealership out there when it comes to making sure that you are getting the best offers. And here's how I know. I actually know this because I have benefited from this with my wife. We were looking to get a Chevy Traverse. She wanted to get the same vehicle I had. And they were very honest with us up front and said, look, this, I think there's a better program coming. Let's just wait. We'll wait down the road. Just keep paying on your lease. We were past the months on the lease, but he said, keep paying on the lease because it was during COVID, so we were able to do this. He said, when a really good program comes out, I'll let you know, and we'll get into that. And that's exactly what happened. And I found out that's what they do for a lot of people. I mean, for all their customers, if they think it's not a good program and there's a better one coming, they let you know. It's that level of honesty which makes it so easy to tell you about what they're doing over there. And how about the Buick SUVs? The Buick Enclave is a tremendous SUV. Great looking exterior and phenomenal interior. Handles smoothly, 1.9% APR financing for qualified buyers, and an additional $500 purchase allowance for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees. No monthly payments until 2024. It's Buick Enclave SUV from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Start shopping at LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
It is by the juice of Sapu that thoughts acquire speed, the lips acquire stains, stains become a warning. It is by will alone I set my mind in motion.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, 849 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Nick Caserio met the media yesterday, and so we have a little bit of a break here. We got 2 weeks off, and it's different. It's different with D'Amico. I mean, I don't know how much you blame him for the Culley hire, the Lovey. Was he forced into it after the Brian Flores things, all of that? So
yeah, but they were going to hire Josh McCown.
Yeah, they were going to hire. Well, that would, we would be blaming him for that too. It all worked out for the best. The win over the Colts, the not hiring Josh McCown, hiring Lovey and Culley. We had to put up with a couple of years of incompetence, total incompetence, but now it seems to be working out great. Here is Nick Caserio talking about how the culture has changed.
Players came in here in the spring with the right mindset, with the right attitude, and I think that's reflective of
D'Amico. Nice M5.
It's about a mindset, it's about a mentality. D'Amico's talked about it from day one. Hello. The swarm mindset and the swarm mentality. I think the players have embraced that.
Let me explain.
Oh, I thought your mic was just on.
So wait a minute.
When I'm answering the phones and my mic is at a level where if I turn on, people can hear it, the recording will pick up my mic. So that is what you're hearing, me answering the phone while I'm recording Nick Caserio off the computer. I can't find it clean. I'll play it, but yeah, that's what happened. I don't know why we have everything so tied in together, but that's what happened. But here it is without me trying to answer the phone.
I like it better.
I'm sure
with you answering the phone.
I'm sure you do.
Players came in here in the spring with the right mindset, with the right attitude, and I think that's reflective of D'Amico. It's about a mindset. It's about a mentality. D'Amico's talked about it from day one, the swarm mindset and swarm mentality. I think the players have embraced that, probably some more than others. There's some players that probably hasn't catching up to do in that area. So what happened in the past doesn't really matter.
Okay. He said basically nothing. Okay, so, all right, here's an interesting question. He talks about contract extensions. Let's hear him talk about, are you going to be in this one too? Do you know?
No, I never got the chance to record
this
one.
Let's get it with just Nick and not you on this one.
Okay, let's get.
I mean, I feel like he just said he liked it better, so I'm now getting mixed messages.
Okay.
So do you want?
I would love it if you were in it too, but if you're not, that's fine too.
Well,
let's just hear Nick Caserio talking about.
All right, let me cue that up.
Contract, some possible contract extensions for some players.
And if I'm answering a phone and Mighty Mo is here, then so be it. That's even better. A little garnish. I told you to give me some time. Remember when I said
that? We'll keep talking.
We'll keep talking. Well, yeah.
In this life, at this time.
At this time, there is a general manager that happens to reside in the city of Houston who wears vests and, you know, is a manager for NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
He has been much maligned, but now, after hiring DeMeco Ryans, here's Nick Caserio talking about some notable free agents he may or may not sign in the offseason.
No, it's a great question. It's very organic. It could go both ways, quite frankly. We've done it a few times here over the last few years. You know, Cashman is an example. You know, a player we extended, you know, added a year to his contract in November. So there's some give and take that's involved. If the player is doing well, maybe the agent will reach out. So try to get the ball rolling. We may be internally already maybe having those conversations, but we know we have a certain number of players whose contracts are going to expire at the end of the year. And sometimes you have to let it play itself out and then have those conversations in February and March. Maybe there are some players where you go to them and say, hey, would you be open to potentially adding a year or two to your contract? So there's always some moving parts on that. I think we've been pretty open-minded. We're not going to eliminate necessarily anything. But it's honestly, it's a great question because there's no right or wrong answer.
All right. Who name a guy? Name.
Did he say anything there?
No, he didn't say anything. Well, he said,
it's a great question.
I said they're listening. It's a great question. There's no right or wrong answer.
All right. So who's up after this year that they've already extended Tunsil? They've already extended Howard. You got to make a decision on Nico Collins. What's your decision on Nico Collins?
Sign him.
A pickup.
I mean, look, I'm not an agent for the player. I'm working in my mind. I'm working for the team, and so it has to be a reasonable offer on his side. Like, he's not a number one wide receiver. He's a number two wide receiver. If you think you're a number one and you want number one money, then that's fine. Go get it somewhere else. What you'll find is that's not on the market. So I would say yes on Nico Collins is a guy that I would definitely want to hang on to. Who else?
What is Blake Cashman's contract situation? I got to get this. What his
free agent is 2024. So I'll look this up. I got it right now.
Right.
So Sheldon Rankins, he's probably a one and done would be my guess. More than likely, his pay is $9.75 million right now. So we'll see.
Jerry Hughes,
Dalton Schultz, I would try to pick up. Dalton Schultz, I want to do a 2-year deal with Dalton Schultz. Maybe we call it a 3, with a chance to get out at 2. But I'm doing Dalton Schultz. I'm doing a deal with Dalton Schultz.
Are you paying Kaimi Fairbairn? And he's going to be looking for a big salary.
Yeah,
$4 million. He's making $4 million.
We'll tell him he gets $3.5 million because he was overpaid.
You're going to say take a pay cut? Though I've been really good for you.
Yeah, we gave you. Come on, you got a Bill O'Brien special.
Hey, Bill O'Brien's price isn't today's price. So
yeah.
I've been really good for you though, and you pay. I'm not taking a pay cut after being good.
Cherry Hughes gone. Steven Nelson probably gone.
They just gave Nelson a couple of years this offseason.
I thought they gave him
money.
They gave him more money.
They gave him money. He's an unrestricted. More money.
Steve, he's going to be 31 years old. Gone. Jerry Hughes, 35. Gone. Dalton Schultz, stay. Sheldon Rankins, up for debate. Kaimi Fairbairn, I think you actually have to hang on to him.
At $4 a year.
You don't necessarily get a...
What do the best kickers in the league make?
Eric Murray, stay. Eric Murray's going to stay forever. I want Eric Murray to retire a Texan.
You do?
Yeah, because he feels like kind of like Mr. Texan right now. He's been here forever. It feels like... It's been 3 years, but three of the longest years of my life.
Three of the worst years of Texan football?
No, get rid of Eric Murray. Shaquille Griffin will be gone. Hassan Ridgeway will be gone. That'll be a one and done. George Fant. I know he's 31. George is one of those guys you kind of hem and haw just because I think he's a right tackle only. I don't know. Does anyone, Charlie Heck, anyone? What's the Charlie Heck word?
No.
Word on Charlie Heck?
Swing tackle. I'm just revisiting the Kaimi Fairbairn thing. He's the 10th highest paid kicker in the league right now.
Is that
it? Yes.
So he must have been like number one.
He's perfect.
Matt Gay is making $9.1 million. Justin Tucker, Jason Myers, 8.7. Justin Tucker, 7.3.
Yeah, I'd re-sign Kaimi Fairbairn there.
He's going to ask for probably 6 or 7.
No, you get 4.7.
No, he's not going to take 4.7.
Well, you get what I give you.
What?
In my world. Whoa. Devin Singletary, I hang on to Devin Singletary. I would actually
Shaquille,
now you can find
Shaquille
running backs.
Griffin.
No, gone.
Yeah, I mean there's
Cameron Johnson punter, I would consider keeping him. Noah Brown, no. Denzel Perryman, no.
John Weeks.
Yeah, of course. Corey Littleton, don't care. Tevier Thomas, maybe. God, there's a lot of undrafted frees. Scott Questmere, you're gonna have to fill out a roster. Some of these guys are gonna have to stay.
Well, yeah, and Scott,
you're going to get a lot of, maybe not a lot, but you're going to get some. You got a chance to get some comeback on the compensatory picks. John Weeks, Josh Jones. I might hang on to Josh Jones. I think I would hang on to Josh Jones for a reasonable
Cameron
deal.
Johnston.
Grenard. Cameron Johnston, yes. Grenard, maybe. I might hang on. Yesterday I said no, but if the price is right, I might hang on to Grenard. I'd rather he be a backup.
I don't know. I think he's...
Man, this team has a ton.
Well, they don't get to the quarterback. What are they, 31st in the league in sacks? 31st in the league in sacks. Now, they're getting pressures. Will Anderson is getting some pressures. He's actually, he was the closest to the quarterback last week again. For I don't know how many weeks out of the six, he's been closest to the quarterback as he throws. But they just aren't getting sacks. I think they're pressuring the quarterback okay, though. I think they're doing a much better job than last year.
But they're next to last in sacks. So
in sacks. They're not getting the sacks, they're getting pressure.
Yeah, but is it enough to really have an impact on the game? I don't think that's the case yet.
I don't know. Is anybody really – well, Desmond Ridder, because you sold out to stop the run.
Just pressure, hit the quarterback.
Right.
You got to get there and hit him, even if you don't get
a sack.
But
then again, what's the philosophy? Like the philosophy last week against Atlanta was, we're going to stop the run. We're not going to let Bijan beat us. We'll let Desmond beat us, and Desmond beat you. That was their philosophy.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't rush the quarterback.
Well, right, but you're obviously not selling out to get to the quarterback.
Well, you don't have to sell out. Will Anderson is the third pick of the draft. He's expected to beat his man one-on-one a little bit more than he is. Will Anderson needs to beat his man a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, that's your job. Your job as a pass rusher is to be able to whip the offensive tackle. On spot track, Dalton Schultz's they have a feature called market value. Dalton Schultz right now he's making $6.25 million a year, but he made more previously. The market value on him, his current contract average salary was $10.9 million. He's got a lower number right now. The market value is a four-year, $60.5 million deal based on
$15 million.
Based on comps, $15.1 million a year. What do you think about that?
I think that's a little much.
That's a little much for a tight end.
But, you know,
but for a young quarterback, if he develops, like, you're not paying a lot for wide receivers, you're not paying a lot for quarterback, what difference does $15 million make?
Well, to John Daspit, I don't know. We'll have to ask John Daspit what the difference fifteen million makes.
It makes a big deal. Well, John is the big negotiator.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. So he's not just giving him $15 million. He's going to negotiate. He's going to play a little bit of hardball. He plays hardball for you. There's a lot of insurance companies out there just saying this is what the rate is. This is what we're going to give you for the pain and suffering of your client, the hospital bills, the physical therapy. And John Daspit understands what is fair and what is not fair. So as a personal injury lawyer, his entire job is to represent you. He doesn't care about the insurance company and the lawyers for the insurance company. His entire job is to work as hard as he can to make sure that you get a fair offer and a fair deal. And that's exactly what he's doing for you. Whether you've been injured and it doesn't matter. Maybe you've been injured on a car wreck, 18 wheeler at your workplace, refinery blast. It really doesn't matter. John Daspit just understands that those hospital bills, when they pile up, you should not be responsible for that when someone else's negligence is what caused it. So that's why he's going to fight for you to get you everything that you have coming to him. That's the John Daspit way. Go to DaspitLaw.com for your personal injury needs or call 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Insert random audio clip
now.
Mr. Campbell, send out an amendment. The amendment is acceptable to the author. Is there objection to the opposite amendment? The chair has done the amendment. Amendment is adopted.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.